Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to the Coco Express Show for Thursday, the 31st of January, 2013. I'm telling you, the year is going by so fast. It's just, we're already at the end of January. It just seems like it just got here. And if your life is anything like mine, when I ended December, everything changed completely, got turned upside down for going forward, starting with January 1st. And it's not bad. It's all good. I know this is all a part of the process of life, and we have to go through these changes and upheavals and all these things. So I'm prepared, and I'm ready, and I'm accepting what's going on because it's all good, especially like situations we're going to have this evening. We have had the pleasure of having Angela Spivey on our show previously, and she is just an amazing woman, an amazing talent, and we really enjoyed having her. However, what's so wonderful about having talented guests and wonderful guests on the show is that the world knows their talent and the world knows how wonderful they are. And she had the pleasure of being nominated four nominations, to be totally honest, for the 28th Annual Stellar Gospel Music Awards. And those music awards happened, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and she's going to join us and kind of tell us exactly what that was like and what the outcome was. I'll just give you a little bit of information on what she was nominated for. Her song, the album He Keeps His Promise on Innovative Records. She was nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year, Traditional Group/Duo of the Year, Traditional Female Vocalist of the Year, and Traditional CD of the Year. Now, that is an amazing task. It's an amazing accomplishment because not only is she being recognized for her vocal skills, but her music is really transcending and people are really getting the message that she's putting out there. So I just don't want to spend a whole bunch of time trying to explain some things that I can't, because I cannot explain where someone else's talent comes from, where their passion, what inspires them, the motivation behind what they do and how they do it. And so while I get our guest, I'm going to play one of the songs that she actually wrote. And I have to say, I like this particular song because it really just is a testament to all the trials and tribulations that we all have to go through and what attitude we really need to keep when we're going through all these things. So please allow me the opportunity to play for you Angela Spivey's My Outcome is Victory.
Is
Hope that you enjoyed that, and I can only say that this particular song, I mean, it rings true to me, because we all go through our challenges and we all go through our situations that we don't always understand. And believe you me, I can't, you know, sit here and say that I could pen a song like that and sing it in that particular manner. However, the sentiment of the song and the words and just the whole, the vibe of the song, it just rings true for me, and especially when I'm going through what I'm going through. And that was one of the reasons why I'm playing this song for you all today. However, we are trying to figure out where our guests are, and with that, you know, it's really difficult sometimes because we try to fit ourselves into their schedules, and sometimes things get, as busy as they are, things get a little bit off kilter, or, you know, the timing sequences sometimes don't line up exactly the way we want to. However, I would like to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of my listeners for their continued support and their loyalty. It's without you, you know, this wouldn't even be happening, and the opportunities that we get to bring amazing people like Angela Spivey and Dwayne Harvey, you know, wouldn't even be an ideal in our heads. And it's just, we have to thank you for this. And that's pretty much what it is, what it boils down to. Now, as I wait for our guests, I would also like to tell you that Black History Month is coming up on starting tomorrow, and we're going to set off our Black History Month with an amazing woman who is a businesswoman, who is a professional at what she does, and she's got so many irons in the fire, and it is just amazing how she's able to just keep it all going the way that she does, and it never seems as if it is something that she does with any kind of degree of difficulty. It just seems so easy and effortless and fluent for her. And she's going to be with us on Saturday at 12:30. So if you have the time and opportunity, please feel free to just listen in and hear what she has going on, and hear the different organizations she's founded and all the different things that she's doing, not only to help her organization and to build her business, but also to help others. And that's what it's all about, giving back to your community and helping those less fortunate than yourselves. And we have coming on the show also, I believe, a really good friend of mine, James D. Train Williams. Many of you know him from back in the 80s when he had some R&B hits. Well, he hasn't stopped being and doing what he does, but he's just branched out, and he has such an array of things in his music portfolio that he has going on, and he's going to come and sit down with us and share some of the things going on with him now. And he just kind of cracks me up because he is one busy guy, and you've heard his voice on so many different things, and you wouldn't even know that that was him or that he was involved with that particular project. So he's going to sit down with us and go over that. We're going to have our regular show, Real Estate Straight Talk, where we'll continue with our dialogue on generational wealth, because it's not only about building wealth for yourself, but also having something for your future generations to be able to build on for their future generations. It's not just about today. It's also about having something for tomorrow as well. Then from there, we have, we have so many segments. We also have Paradigm Shifters with Marilyn Ocasio-Medina and the amazing Steve Duncanson. And we're going to continue with our success principles. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to that particular segment. However, I have gained a lot of valuable insight on what I should be doing as I walk this road called life, if you want to call it, and move forward in my endeavors as well as personal and professional. So it really has helped me, and some of the principles that we discuss, I apply them. I literally apply them to my own life. And then the end of the month, we're going to have someone really special on our other segment called You, the Best Invention Ever. And she's a model. She's one of the famed models, and her story is just none other than absolutely amazing. Her name is Sandy Bass, and she's going to be with our two hosts for that particular segment, Valencia Law Saunders and Suzanne Rust. And they're going to sit down and chat with her. She's going to talk about the different things she's involved with, the charitable organizations, the other ways that she helps younger models who want to get into the industry or who are in the industry, and just help them keep grounded in how to maneuver the landscape of that particular arena. So it's really interesting to see and hear what these people are doing. We're going to have other people coming in and on the show as time goes by. For the month of February, because that's just who we have scheduled as it stands right now. And more people are requesting to be on the show, and we're going to try to get them and pack them in February as much as we can, as quickly as we can, and get them out to you, because February is a special month. As I said, it's Black History Month, and there are so many stories out there that go untold, that we never hear about. There are so many amazing people out there who are doing and have done wonderful things, who have left an impact on our lives in ways that we never would imagine because we had no clue. So it's just about sharing the information that we get that we feel that you may find interesting and you may enjoy. Now, I'm going to reach out and see where our particular guests are at this particular time. And in the meantime, I'm going to play the song that got the nomination. So, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, because I think I played this song so much I can probably sing it to you, but you don't want to hear me sing. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play He Keeps His Promise.
Yeah.
He does keep his promise. And as it stands right now, we're still trying to locate our guests. I know sometimes that they're in the middle of their various routines. Like I said, the last time we caught Miss Vivi at choir rehearsal, so she stepped out so she could join us. So I never know exactly what's going to happen. I just kind of wait and see. In the meantime, I can kind of tell you this interesting story about how I said, you know, everything has been turned upside down, and everything that was at the end of December wasn't in the beginning of January for me. And for example, we had this show scheduled for yesterday, and 2 days ago I get a phone call asking to reschedule. And at first I was a little disappointed and everything, because, you know, Wednesday is my scheduled showtime slot. But I, you know, accepted the situation for what it was and was glad to reschedule the show. And yesterday in the evening, Wednesday evening, as I was headed on my way home, I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden I decided not to go down that particular block and went on another block. And by the time I got home to put my key in the door, I saw all this kind of fire and sparks flying and everything. And I turned around and looked, and, oh, here we are. I believe our guest is here now. So please, hold a moment, please. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, it's Pastor Harvey.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, I'm great.
That's good. That's good.
Great.
I am totally honored to have you on, as you are an amazing individual, because I've read your bio and you're amazing. I mean, you have a lot going on, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I got a lot going on, so it's just work to me.
Really? I mean, you started at such an early age with your hand in this gospel arena. I believe you started singing when you were, what, 3 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
3 years old. Yeah, started there, and the rest is history. This was something natural, just a natural progression. And you know how you grow up in church and you grow up singing and all of that, and I have come from a family of singers, so it's kind of just natural, something we do.
But you kind of didn't get into it in the manner that you're into it. You stepped away and you created your own medical business, your healthcare management.
I'm professionally trained in the field of healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I have a doctorate degree in health administration, master's degree in business, and a bachelor's degree in business. So I'm kind of trained for business. And I've always been trained for business. And so when I got older and graduated from college, I started working in business. And then I was able to bring the business sense of what I do with the thing that I enjoy. I enjoy singing and preaching the gospel. So it was like a marriage made in heaven. It all works together.
Yes, it's obvious because you have been extremely successful. And, I mean, you're originally from Florida, and you were the choir director at the age of 13. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility for a young person. How are you able to manage that kind of responsibility at such an early age?
Well, it was easy for me, and I think you have to look back, and I don't think choir directors did all of the things that choir directors do today. But basically, I was the one who choreographed the songs and taught the songs and taught the parts of the songs and made sure I was one of those people in the family who could hear the different parts. I grew up in a country town, so usually I say most country towns, when you go to them, everybody sings alto.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something different about me. I could distinguish parts. I could hear parts. And that's how it kind of just gravitated to me naturally. I didn't think of what I was doing. I just took charge and started doing what I did. And because I did what I did, because I led songs, because I could teach songs, that's kind of just how it gravitated into being the director of the choir.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting. So in some respects, you had a classically trained ear at that time.
Yeah. I say it's a gift from God. It's just a gift.
Mostly.
And so many times people come up and they just have gifts. And when God gives a gift, you just use what God gives you. I come from a family, all of my aunts and uncles could sing, and they would just go into that harmony. And nobody knew what they were doing. It just automatically happened when they start singing. Nobody said, I'm singing alto, I'm singing the soprano, I'm singing the tenor. They just fell into the harmony, like a lot of families do. So that's kind of how I got the start and got the push into gospel and singing. And I've been singing all my life. When I went to college, sang with the world-renowned FAMU Gospel Choir. And it even enhanced my skills even more. And then to sing after college, going and singing with Bishop Henry Porter. If you haven't heard of him, you got it. Listen to him. Bishop Henry Porter in the West Coast Gospel Chorus of Florida.
Okay.
Was actually wonderful. And he has this love campaign. If you haven't heard it, you got to hear his music.
I will most definitely listen. And you have created, you have your own record label, Innovative Records. The record industry is so different than being in the traditional business industry. How do you manage to do that?
Well, for years I was on other people's labels. And I was singing and putting out records, and I never made any money, to be truthful.
Mm.
I never made any money, and the record companies were the ones who were making the money. The record companies were making the money. So I decided, God, we have to do this a different way. I've got to see some, and I started learning and researching and finding out. First, you have to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
On how this all works together. And as I became educated, understood about publishing, understood about writing, understood about royalties and how money is really made, I found out that it was something I can do. And then I partnered with a wonderful distribution company called Central South Distribution, who's helped me. And there's a young lady there who's world known for finding Kirk Franklin. Her name is Vicky Mack Lockedad, and she just kind of took me up under her wing and kind of taught me the things that I needed to know to start this record company, and helped me tremendously. And that's where we are. And then I signed not only my group, I was the first person on my record company with my praise team, but I also had an opportunity to sign Angela Spivey.
Mm-hmm.
Who I love dearly. We were on another record label together, and as that label came to an end, we were able to come together once again and work together. And I'm so excited about her album that's out now and her new single. She started with Heat. He Keeps His Promise, which did very good and went to about 13 on the national charts. And now we've dropped a new single on Angela Spivey called Ready. Both of the songs I was able to pen, and they're doing really good, and Ready is climbing the charts also. Ready is a traditional song, talks about being ready when Jesus comes. So I'm excited about what God's doing. We're getting ready to drop another album for Dwayne Harvey and the Greater Blessings Tabernacle of Praise, which should be dropping in April. So we're excited about what God's doing with the record company and what he's doing with my businesses in a whole.
Oh, really? I believe we have Angela on the line right now. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We have Pastor Harvey on the line as well, too.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. How you doing, Pastor Harvey?
I am wonderful, enjoying this interview.
Ah, great.
Yes. Ms. Vivi and I, we have been together before, and before we begin the interview, I would like to ask you how your father's doing at this time.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm here with him now. He's eating, and he's doing pretty good. He's doing all good, thank God.
Oh, great. That's good to hear. Now, I would like to tell you both congratulations on the nomination.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, because I was kind of reading over the bios for both of you, and you two seem to be like kindred spirits. Although you were both in two different locations, you had similar experiences growing up.
Okay.
Yeah, he started as a very young man singing in the church, and he was a choir director at an early age, and you two
wow.
were the same.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I was.
Yeah, so it's really interesting, and you two have come together, and as he mentioned before, you've worked together on another label, and now you're still together, so I guess it was meant for you two to kind of meet and be
yes.
together.
Yes, I believe it was ordained by God.
Most definitely. Yes.
Yeah, we are very close to this day. I call Angie my sister, my big sister.
That's right. And his mom calls me her daughter. So, you know, I really feel like family.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's
yes.
truly wonderful. Now, he also mentioned that you have a new album that's coming out, and you have a new single that's coming out. So things seem to be really going great for you at this time.
Yes, and I thank and praise God, and I just thank God for giving me favor with Pastor Harvey, who obeyed God, as he stated to me, to record my next record, because we was in delayed mode, not denied, and I just thank and praise God for him hearing from God on my behalf, and thank God we just dropped the second single, Ready, what was that, going on 2 weeks now, right, Pastor Harvey?
Yes, and it's climbing the charts fast.
Yes, hallelujah, all right.
Well, I mean, if you know, I listened to the words, I read the words very carefully and listened to the words very carefully for He Keeps His Promise, and those words are just so poignant and so true. And where does your inspiration come? Well, we know your main inspiration come from, but, I mean, when you're doing the songs, how do you come about writing them? You know, do the words, they just come to you, or you really sit down and put some thought into it, Pastor Harvey?
Well, actually, none of that. I am, and I tell everybody, I tell Angela this also, I'm a vessel that God uses. And what I never sit down to write out a song, he just starts singing to me.
Wow.
And on that particular day, that's what he sung to me. He keeps his promise. I have been preaching and preaching on the promises of God, and God always comes through, and then he starts singing. I can remember it just like it was yesterday. He just starts singing that punchline. He keeps his
wow.
song, and that's how the song started.
Wow. And I guess he uses other vessel, Angela, to deliver the message.
Yes.
That is amazing. That's
yes.
amazing. Now, Pastor Harvey, you also have a television program called Unrestrained Praise. That airs out in Florida, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's called Unrestrained Praise, where we feature the best in gospel music and gospel
Amen.
Talk. And what I do with that show is we have different artists who appear on the show, and we talk about issues. We talk about issues of
mm-hmm.
the church. We talk about issues in the community. We talk about gospel. We talk about their lives. We just talk and try to get to some questions that people really want to know about the artist and want to know. We've talked about pertinent issues that we're not only just facing the gospel community, but we're facing the whole community, the world community as a whole. So, yes, I've been doing that. When I look back over it, it's been over 15 years of doing television, and God's been good. I never thought that I would be doing television that long with a show called Unrestrained Praise. And
wow.
it's basically, it's had its trials, but God's been there for us through the whole thing.
Oh,
Oh. And Angela has appeared on the show several times.
Amen.
Oh, great. That's excellent. Unfortunately, we don't get it out where I am, but if I probably would enjoy it immensely.
Oh, yes.
And you're working on getting national syndication?
Yes, we'd love to. We're trying to change things around and update. Like I said, the show's been going in its current format for about 15 years. So we're trying to revamp it a little bit and go to national, because I feel like we have an excellent show and we're looking for somebody to pick it up and not just put it out there to pay nationally. If we want to pay for it, it could go nationally. But no, God, we want somebody to recognize the gift and the talent that God's brought together for this show and pick it up in syndication.
Oh, I hope so, because I would love the opportunity to be able to view it and see and hear and listen. Because if you notice lately, there's so many different programs out there that are showcasing our talents and our people. And, you know, it's just really interesting that you have a vehicle like that and it's just waiting for someone to come get it. And I believe it will happen, because so much is changing now.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. And the show, one of my favorite shows is a show I probably did about 2 hours on Dorothy Norwood, where she just went down the history and laid out. And I know it hadn't been captured like that before my show. The history of the caravans and the history of Dorothy Norwood singing with Mahalia Jackson and
Wow. All
of the things that happened. And people didn't know that she sang with Mahalia before joining Albertina Walker and the caravans, and how that transitioned and how she's recorded over 50 albums and all the things that she went through. And she really shared some insight with the viewers, and I think that was one of my highest rated shows that I ever produced, where she just got to bear all and just talk to the people, which would have cost them thousands of dollars to get the kind of information and things that she shared on that television show. And likewise, Angie has shared some jewels, not only about gospel music, but we like Angie on the show because Angie knows the word and she can dissect that word and give them more than just a song, but give them actual. And we try to use it as unrestrained praise, but it's practical information for living today. That's what we try to cover. How do we use what we preach about and what we sing about to live and have the best life possible today?
That's really interesting. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say those are how those shows come about.
Oh.
It's not just based on a song, but after you hear the song or after you hear the word, what do you do with it so that you can be the best person that you can be and share at the same time, share the goodness of God and share what we've been commissioned to share for those of us who are in ministry.
Amen.
Interesting. Because I was saying to someone earlier, this morning, I have a prayer partner and we speak once a week, and we were talking about how there are so many stories that go untold and unheard of because of the fact that we don't have a way to document them, and we need to have more places and more vehicles where people can come and sit down and share stories about the history and the legacy of various things that go on in our lives. And your show seems to be one of those places that we need to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I have learned some great things just sitting and talking with some wonderful individuals. I've talked with people in gospel from Kirk Franklin to Angela Spivey, Dorothy Norwood, just about anybody you can pretty much name. I pretty much talk to them on the show.
That's great. And it's interesting that you want to, when you're in college, you know, you're sitting in college and you're going to school and you're learning all this theory. And the whole point of learning all the theory is to be able to apply it when you graduate, when you leave. Yes. And it seems as if what you're doing is you're taking the theory of the Bible and, you know, reading the Bible and turning it into practical application for those who come to hear you or listen or see you. And I think that's great because I think a lot of times we kind of get confused with what we read and what we believe.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're correct. All the time that happens. I was just telling somebody, we had an unfortunate incident at our church Sunday where a young guy came in, and he was a young minister, and he really had things kind of screwed up. And I was so glad that my church had been taught well enough to understand that when somebody comes in and they don't know as much as you know how to act and how to respond and
how to
encourage and not hamper him or damper what he was trying to do. He just needed a little direction. And if you can direct him in love and kindness, then you want a fellow from now on until, instead of just bashing him because of what the types of things he was saying. So, yeah, it's all about being practical. And the Bible teaches that we win souls, which is our number one objective and purpose.
That's right.
Through love and kindness and how
That's
we treat
right.
our fellow man.
Amen.
And what kind of information we provide to them and how we nurture them and help them walk through this daily life. Because trials, one thing also the Bible tells us is that a man or woman born, man born of a woman is for a few days, and those few days are going to be filled with trials. So we got to take this thing that God gives us, understand that these days on this earth are going to be filled with trials. But how do we let the light of God shine through, even though this is what our lot is going to be, even though we're going to have to go through things? How do we still steer people back to a great God?
Yes,
and that's
God.
What the show and that's what this music that comes through is designed to do. Make people stop, listen, think.
That's good, brother.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. Now, when you are getting talent for your record label, how do you go about finding talent, or does the talent just come to you?
I have enough talent in my church to run my record label for years, and Angela Civi can probably vouch for that.
Yes, I can.
And I'm sorry for saying Angela. Her name is Pastor Civi now.
Between
her church and my church, we have enough talent to run a record label for years to come.
Amen.
And so it's kind of prayerfully by me. The type of songs have to fit what I'm looking to put out. The type of artist has to fit what I'm looking to put out. It has to be more so for me about ministry than about selling records.
Amen.
Oh, that is great. I mean, I also played your song for our listeners earlier, Pastor Spivia, My Outcome is Victory. And yes I really, I mean, that song just ministers to my soul because, you know, it just, you can't not have had some kind of something happen in your life. As long as you're living and breathing, you're going to experience something.
Amen.
And I just put that song on and I feel good.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
And I thank you. Thank you. Have you written any more songs?
Me or Pastor Harvey?
Pastor Spivy.
Okay. Well, I've written a few. I'm not trying to be like Pastor Harvey, but I sure would love for God to give it to me like he gives to Pastor. But and every now and then, God would drop something in my spirit. I do have some songs that I would love for the world to hear. And the Lord just gave me a little worship song yesterday when I was caring for my dad. And I can't wait to share that one with you, Pastor Harvey, and to the world, you know. But I'm not like Reverend Pastor Harvey yet, but It's coming. It's coming.
Okay, okay.
I think he's a grand writer. I think he says, you know, the Lord just sings to him, and I think that is just so special to me. And I've seen it happen with Pastor Harvey, how the Lord just calls him to flow, you know, in service. And that has happened to me, and the only problem with me having that to flow in me is that we wasn't taping when that was happening. So, of course, I don't remember, and the musicians don't remember, so I have to go back to the drawing board. But, yeah, I do have some songs. The Lord has given me some, you know, so I'm looking forward to sharing.
Oh, great. I can say I can't wait. I really can't wait. And, you know, oh, can you tell us what happened at the Stella Awards?
Well, we were, of course, nominated for two categories for traditional female gospel, and it was a duo.
Traditional group.
Yes, duo, right. And, of course, we were nominated.
Mm-hmm.
let's see, the William Brothers won for a traditional group, and Vanessa Bell Armstrong won for traditional female. So we thank God for the nominations. We was kind of looking for one of them, but that's all right. We'll get it sooner or later. We'll get it.
Okay, but then it's still in awe you were there, and this just means that the world is listening.
Oh, yeah. And it was a wonderful show. We had wonderful, wonderful fellowship. And whenever God allows me to be with my family, you know, Pastor Harvey and the team, it's always just a blessing for me. And then we had some family from Chicago to attend. And Chicago was actually in Nashville in a great, great, big, big, big way. It was a host of us in Nashville. So it was a wonderful weekend. It really was. It was a great weekend. The pre-Stella's show was wonderful. The announcer's Stella Award show was wonderful. So everything was good. It was real good. I'm glad I was part of that. And I'm glad Pastor Harvey was part of that. So it was all good. It was good.
Oh, that's excellent. That is excellent. I always believe that, you know, we are put in certain situations for a reason. So,
yes.
You know, there was a reason for you to be there, for you both to be there. And I guess we'll find out exactly what is going to come out of it.
Yeah, because I believe that too. I believe that there's a reason for all things, you know. And like I said, it was a wonderful fellowship, and the show was wonderful, and it was just good. And, you know, whenever you go to events like that and you see the same people you saw the year before, you know, that just says God is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't look like it.
And I had a question for Pastor Harvey.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Now, this has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, what we were just talking about, but I've always wanted to ask, being that you've been able to merge the music, and well, you have both music and healthcare in your, in as part of your day-to-day environment, how do you feel about the music and its ability to soothe the soul or heal the sick?
Oh, music plays a great part in doing that. One of the things when I started my church, God told me that one of the premises of my church was going to be able to sing the healings. And we have watched as people, as I begin to sing a new song, and people be healed of cancer, people be healed of people who couldn't have babies, all of a sudden they can conceive now, all because I start singing a song and begin to pray with them. So I know music and healthcare. And I own nursing homes and independent living facilities, and I give them all the music that comes that I produce through my record company. I give it to the residents that I serve, and they love the music, and they continue to talk about how the music soothes them and how it helps them. And I just think it was a match made in heaven.
Amen.
That is excellent, because I saw a documentary a couple of months ago where there was a gentleman and he was just unresponsive, and they gave him an iPod with some music on it, and he came to life immediately the moment the music was turned on. And they said they'd never seen him so responsive, so alert, so happy and joyful. And then they took the music away from him, and they noticed how he deteriorated again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
I believe music has a great, great place in healthcare and a great place in healing. And I don't believe God would have told me that it would have been a premises of my business, of my church, if he didn't intend for the music to go along with healing and so forth. But that was one of the reasons we started, to heal those individuals with disease.
Okay. Oh, I take you traveling, huh?
Yeah, I'm traveling. You caught me. I'm on an interview, and I'm in a store. I'm doing three or four things at the same time.
Hi, multitasking. That's the mark of a great businessman. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I greatly appreciate both of you for coming on and talking with us about your gift, your talent, your ability to heal our hearts and our minds and our souls. And I tell everyone how much I love the interview that I did with you in the past, Pastor Spivey. It was just so heartwarming.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much.
Yes, and you're both welcome to come back whenever, you know, your new album comes out. Please come back and share that with my listeners. I'm sure they would love to hear it.
Amen.
Oh, we'll be happy to do that.
Oh, and it was indeed a pleasure. And Pastor Harvey, I just want to tell you, thank you for taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule to be with us. I humbly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yes. So both of you, please have a wonderful evening, and we will talk soon.
Yes, and you do the same. Love you for real.
Oh, thank you. Love you, too.
Okay. Love you, too, Pastor Harvey, for real.
So have an amazing evening, everyone.
All right. You, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, that was Pastor Duane Harvey and the amazing singer, Pastor Angela Spivey, and they were able to come and join us and be on the show, and it is indeed a pleasure for me to have such wonderful people come and join us and share their gifts and talents, their thoughts, and their beliefs with us, because we really need to understand and know about people other than ourselves outside of our own environment, so we can get a better understanding of who we are, because we are all one and the same, because they identify us and we identify them. With that in mind, I would like to wish you all a wonderful evening, and please be safe. Goodbye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.